Know the Culture, and you're listening to CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal.
Hello, you're listening to CJLO News. The English Montreal School Board has had to pause the development of an accessible school for disabled children due to provincial budget cuts. Before the new year, the Quebec government announced a $200 million budget cut to education, forcing schools and school boards to restructure their budgets. The deadline to finalize these new reduced budgets is coming up at the end of March. The chair of the English Montreal School Board, Joe Ortona, says that this has the board scrambling.
Oh, came completely by surprise because our school budgets are set the year before. So usually around April, we're told what our annual budget is going to be, and then we budget accordingly. And that's what we did for the 2024-2025 school year. In May or early June of 2024, the government told us what our annual budget was going to be. We adopted a balanced budget. And everything was fine in that regard. And then we come mid-year. This is really unprecedented for them to turn around and say that we now need to cut. It's budget figures that they gave us. I don't know where the miscalculation comes from, but we're now all scrambling trying to figure out where we can cut money.
For the EMSB alone, these cuts represent $2,600,000. The EMSB has had to temporarily freeze the development of projects they had previously budgeted for, including the building of an accessible school for disabled children at Nesbitt Elementary.
You know, we were hoping to have a school open by August of 2026, but there would be major renovations that would be involved. We'd have to, you know, change some of the layout of the building and all of those things, and renovations are very expensive. That's on hold right now. It's still in our plans, but it's most definitely going to be delayed with these budget cuts that may not only go into effect for this year. We don't know what our budget's going to be next year, if there's going to be more cuts. And the government isn't answering these questions, so we're all sort of in limbo waiting.
The Ministry of Education would not provide comment, but stated publicly at the time of the cuts that this reduction only represented 1% of the education budget, and they were asking schools and school boards to make their own choices when reacting to the cuts. Ortona says these choices are not so easy.
Well, we're hoping it's not going to have an effect on the day-to-day operations in a classroom. That's the last place where we want to cut. But, you know, some of the school boards are much smaller than we are, and they don't have anything left to cut. So, you know, to say that services won't be affected, I'm not sure that that's true.
For the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Adam Minnis.
Evening. Testing. Is this microphone even on? Welcome to another episode of Electric Messiah Radio. You're listening to Basement by Anna Drubik, from the movie Barbarian. It's International Women's Day today, so we will play All Women and All Metal. C CJLO 1690 Electric Messiah Radio. Let's start the show.
Perhaps you had better start from the beginning.
Perhaps you had better start from the beginning.
All right. Welcome back. So we started the show with Electric Head Part 1, in brackets, The Agony by White Zombie, from their 1995 album, Astro Creep 2000. And I play that song because it's a really good song, but it's International Women's Day, and we're going to celebrate the bassist of White Zombie, Sean. I just can't pronounce Sean's last name. Iso. We're going to go with Iso of White Zombie. And as far as I can remember, that was one of the first women I saw in a really hard heavy metal band. I'm pretty sure they were in a movie too. I can't remember what movie they were in. I hate talking on the radio about things I can't remember, so let's not try and do that again. So we started with Electric Head Part 1 because of the bassist, Sean Iso. The next track we played was Tetrarch. And the lead guitarist in that band is a woman named Diamond Rowe. And, it's pretty rare for women to be in metal, if you consider all the metal bands overall, and then you count the amount of women, I'm assuming it would be a small amount. And lead guitarists, women as lead guitarists are very small also. And Diamond Rowe is black, a black woman. And she was holding, I saw a photo over this afternoon, and she was holding up a guitar magazine. And it's her on the cover, and every single other person is a white man. And go Diamond Rowe. So let's keep it going. Less men talking. What do we got here? Let me pause this. So yesterday, Spirit Box, who are from Vancouver, released a new album called Tsunami Sea, and it's really good. And here's their new single. You should check out the video for this also. Really, really well done. The song is called No Loss, No Love, from the new album by Spirit Box, Tsunami Sea, here on CJLO 1690.
An island of solace beneath a corpse's feet.
All right, let's go back to the beginning and do that again.
Now I feel as clear.
The Groove Masters Hour on CJLO 1690 on your AM dial. Every Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. The Groove on your way home. 514-848-7471. Give us a call.
Excuse me. Is that your real voice?
Production Nuit d'Afrique invites you to discover new talent with its World Music Showcase, the 18th edition of Cité d'Or dans la musique du monde. Come discover 36 acts every Tuesday and Wednesday at Club Balatou until April 9th. Take part in the free showcase concerts and vote for your favorite artist. More info on Célidor.com, Facebook, and Instagram.
All right, let's keep it going. So, Christine LaPlante is the singer of Spirit Box, and I saw that video this morning. I don't even really know Spirit Box that well, but I've been listening to this album all day, and it's what I've been doing all day. So now I'm really familiar with this album, and I think it's great. And they are from Vancouver. So that's my Canadian content. Check that box. All right. Hey, let's do more music, less of me talking. This is a band from Holmstad, Sweden, but their singer is from Montreal. Her name is Alyssa White Glues. I think I pronounced that right. And this is... This is Paper Tiger by Arch Enemy on Electric Messiah, CJLO 1690. back. All right. So what do we have there? We had the song Paper Tiger by Arch Enemy, a band out of Sweden. After that, we had We Are Shadows. That's the song you just heard by Kitty. And Kitty's been around for a while. I mean, 92? I hate guessing. Anyway, all four of them have been around since the 90s. That song, We Are Shadows, released last year. It's just a single. I think there was two songs. I don't know. Is two songs an EP? I don't think so. Just two singles. They're from London, Ontario. Now I want to play, speaking of the 90s, I want to play a band from Los Angeles, California. The album's called Hungry for Stink, released March 5th, 1993. And I couldn't stop listening to this album when this album came out then. This is L7, Fuel My Fire, here on CJLO.
Check.
Wow. I love it. I love L7 so much. They're such a good band. I've been listening to L7 since the day I heard L7, and I play it constantly still to this day. So Hungry for Stink was the album. 1993 was the release date. Fuel My Fire, L7. The next band we're going to play is a band from Tokyo, Japan called Hanabi. Now, this past Wednesday, one of my coworkers invited me out to the show. They did a co-headlining show at MTELUS this past Wednesday with Kim Dracula. It was Hanabi, Kim Dracula, a band called Crystal Lake, and the opener was Kaonashi from Philadelphia. Really nice guys, Kaonashi. Shout-outs to Puggleton, the merch guy. We're actually going to have a series coming up that I'm putting together. I'm putting together a lot of theme shows. I know I've just been doing, like today. Today is sort of a theme. I mean, it is a theme. It's International Women's Day. So that, you know, theme shows coming up. We're going to do a theme where we interview merch guys because they see everything and they interact with everybody. So that'll be pretty interesting. Anyway, I'm going to play Hanabi, and I just want to say this is the type of band that maybe I shrugged off, would not necessarily give a chance to. And the show this past Wednesday was a show that I wouldn't necessarily go to. But I went, and Hanabi, I've been to tons of concerts, and I never seen anything like Hanabi. This she had to be 5 feet tall, comes out with pigtails, the singer. All the girls in the band are dressed like Rainbow Bright. Search that, Rainbow Bright, and you'll see what I mean. Just check, look at Hanabi, you'll see what I mean. And a 5 foot girl with pigtails all of a sudden starts doing guttural death metal with poppy Sailor Moon sounds. Anyway, let's take a listen.
Sorry, I'm sorry. miserable Friday night. I'm so lonely, and nobody will give me a ride to the Grateful Dead concert. Oh, rats.
Don't fret. There's always Brave New Jams, your source for the best in improvisational rock and roll. That's Brave New Jams, Saturday, 10 p.m. till midnight. On CJLO, 1690 AM, CJLO.com.
Hi, I'm Sydney Sheedy.
And I'm Piper Curtis.
We are the producers of Discordia, a 10-part audio docuseries for CJLO 1690 AM, funded by the Community Radio Fund of Canada Radio Meters Program.
Tune in on Monday, March 10th at 6 p.m. for the 7th episode of Discordia on the 2023 crew campaign and how they became Concordia's new teaching and research assistant labor union.
And we're back on Electric Messiah Radio, CJLO 1690 AM. It's Saturday night. We're in Montreal, Quebec, Canada. I'm talking loud and very curt. Did anybody notice in that ad, in that promo that played before, the guy says, hey, it's Friday night and I'm pretty lonely. And and then the ad goes on to say, or the promo goes on to say, listen to the show Brave New Jams on Saturday night. So the advice to the lonely guy on Friday is to wait an entire 24 hours, maybe even more, to listen to the radio. No dissing the radio. I'm on the radio, and that show's coming up next, the one that I'm talking about. Anyway, I just needed to get that out. All right, we got 15 minutes left. Let's keep going. Right now, we're going to play a band called Frozen Soul, and the bassist in this band is, I just had her name. Let's go back. The bassist of this band is Samantha Mobley, and she is also a tattoo artist. And anyway, I've seen this band about three times. They're kick-ass. I hope I can say kick-ass on the radio because I just said it twice. Here we are, International Women's Day, celebrating Samantha Mobley, the bassist from Frozen Soul. All right, let's go through the list. What did we do today so far? To start off the show, we had music from the soundtrack to the movie Barbarian by Anna Drubik. Then we went on to White Zombie with their song Electric Head Part 1, The Agony from Astro Creep 2000. Then it was Tetrarch with Never Again Parasite. That album is coming out in May, if I'm correct. I had it written down somewhere. It doesn't really matter anymore. No, you know what? I have it. I wrote it down, so I'll say it. May 9th, 2025 on Napalm Records. The Ugly Side of Me. That's the name of that album. Then we had No Loss, No Love by Spirit Box with their album Tsunami Sea released yesterday and Making Waves, no pun intended. Then we had Paper Tiger by Arch Enemy. We Are Shadows by Kitty. Fuel My Fire by L7. A song that I don't know how to say it, by Hanabi. And then after that, we had a song called Dead Flowers by Health and Poppy. Health is from Los Angeles. If you don't know Health, check Health out. It's from an album called Disco 4 Part 2. They collaborate with everybody, it seems. This collaboration is with Poppy. Poppy is from Boston, and Poppy, you know, had a stellar year last year and looks to be continuing that motion this year. After that, we just had an Encased in Ice by Frozen Soul from their album Crypt of Ice. And I think someone's coming into the radio station. Yeah. Anyway, next we're going to play a band called Nukem. They're from San Diego, California. They have one album out called Unholy Trinity. This is their single apart from that album called Empress of Evil. The guitarist in this band is a woman named Laura Christine, and she is a beast. Check this out. Empress of Evil.
We'll be right back.
Have a good night, everybody.